Blog Talk Radio.
Artifacts in this world. Love my earth, but polygamous. More than one girl. Wartime got me heated. Government command and conquered. Holy war in effect. And George Bush, Peter Hunter. I'm shaking hot. China, McDonald's, clip the dot. You want evils of this world? The gods wrote the scripts for that. So maintain the black. Keep your mind right. So here, study that. Actual facts. Understand that this God man is black. Actual fact. New Black Panther Party never whack. Getting back, but the God's ass son with a bat. And after that, did Jack Hammer threw his craft back. Look him in his eyes, tell him that's what he get for that. I will smash you, beat you down, kick, bruise, and bash you. I have to break your molecules and regrab you. You step to in your gutter, hold your white scoop. Off duty cop, kicked in the mouth with my boot. I'm a warrior, trained by Colin Muhammad. I'm a terrorist, trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. Building back liberation armies, never hit him. It's the first time they got your target. I'm a warrior, trained by Colin Muhammad. I'm a terrorist, trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. Building black liberation armies, never hit him. It's the first time they got your target. And I pound the ground, concrete still erupting. You're blazing, I'm still amazing. No interruption, no hesitation to take a house nigga's head. Cause I'm sick of these coonin' niggas with them pretty ass dreads. And I'm sick of these clones, every verse is full of lead. And I'm sick of the radio keeping our babies misled. And I'm sick of these faggot niggas come dripping on your face, on your knees for this crack. I can't stand your own way. And I'm sick of happy niggas with these Happy Meal deals. And these Jewish ass labels don't love you for real. And I'm sick of every rapper claiming he's poppin' still. He's a bitch for real, you never dreamed to kill. You live in fancy lust. Black Panthers making Bush open us. Walking through the path, Harriet Tubman set for us. Let's go through the math. Revolution, man, is a must. We have come to clash everything that's irrelevant. I'm a warrior, trained by Khalid Muhammad. I'm a terrorist, trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. Building black liberation armies, never hit him. It's the first time they got your target. I'm a warrior, trained by Khalid Muhammad. I'm a terrorist, trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. Building black liberation armies, never hit him. It's the first time they got your target. As my thoughts maintain, you always remain black. Preach the other night, a devil named Jill got Jack. Big time boss man, run to the crossway. You put the steel in his mouth, take his wife in and then kill the home. At the hotel, to spend up all the things. I used to sleep in the street, so I don't need no fucking friends. All your crack won't be fitting me, but still be loving your enemy. Residing in stupidity, but for my foes, I got no pity. Rapping like my dead, doing them and moving out my city. But I've been watching back up with them niggas who want to go stick me. Niggas saying stuck, everyone them getting shifty. Got body getting funky, now they call me Mr. Shitty. Rapping on the hydro, skunk and back for sweets. Eyes red as fire, now I'm ready to crush your feet. Mayday, mayday. Now it's time to kill the beast, a new world order clan. No, I know no man up from the east. I'm a warrior, trained by Khalid Muhammad. I'm a terrorist, trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. I'm building black liberation armies, never hit him. It's the first time, take out your target. I'm a warrior, trained by Khalid Muhammad. I'm a terrorist, trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. I'm building black liberation armies, never hit him. It's the first time, take out your target. I'm a warrior, trained by Khalid Muhammad. I'm a terrorist, trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. I'm building black liberation armies, never hit him. It's the first time, take out your target. I'm a warrior, trained by Khalid Muhammad. I'm a terrorist, trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. I'm building black liberation armies, never hit him. It's the first time, take out your target.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God?
Right.
You might be saying God bless America, but God might be damning America
right.
at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit rap for power? You son of a bitch.
Black power, black power, black power. You're live to Black Power Radio this evening. Tuning in with the host, with the most that ain't no damn ghost. Welcome to the King Samir Black Survival Show, family. We're honored to be before you again tonight, this Wednesday evening, with all that is going on in the hells of North America today, with all of the assassination plots, with all of the assassination attempts, with all of the bounties on our revolutionary freedom fighters, with everything that is going on in the hells of North America today, we give thanks. We give thanks to be alive. We give thanks for being black. We give thanks for being freedom fighters. We give thanks for being conscious. We give thanks just for being able to call on our ancestors tonight. So we're truly, truly, truly honored, Black family, to be before you this evening live on Black Power Radio. So get your pens and pads ready, and I'm going to hit you with one more song, and then we're going to get right into it. Know your enemy, know yourself. Know your enemy, know yourself. So make sure I'm going to give you a little time to get your artillery, weaponry. And we're going to hit hard tonight. We're going to be dealing straight from the Handbook of Revolutionary Warfare by the Honorable Kwame Nkrumah, one of the greatest revolutionary training manuals that I have read to come into the revolutionary ideology. Way, way black. This book inspired me, and I had to bring it forth to the family. This book guided me into what revolutionary manhood is all about. And I've actually, when I found this book again, because I was really, really searching for it for a very long time, and I found it, and man, it just brought black so many great and wonderful historic memory of my younger revolutionary childhood days. So I'm honored, Black family, to bring this information to you because this is what we do on Black Power Radio. So we're going to hit you straight up with no chaser, and we're going to bring it hard. So white man, you can get your pens and pads out too. I know you got them out already, but just make sure they're working extra strong tonight, because you are going to hear the words of the man himself, the Honorable Kwame Nkrumah. So we're going to hit you with another tune, and we'll be right back with you to continue on with the show.
I would like to make a few comments concerning the difference between the Black Revolution and the Negro Revolution. There's a difference. When you study the historic nature of revolutions, the motive of a revolution, the objective of a revolution, and the result of a revolution, and the methods used in a revolution, you may change words. You may devise another program. You may change your goal and you may change your mind. Look at the American Revolution in 1776. That revolution was for what? For land. How was it? Why did they want land? Independence. How was it carried out? Bloodshed. Number one, it was based on land. The basis of independence. And the only way they could get it was bloodshed. The French Revolution. What was it based on? The landless against the landlord. What was it for? Land. How did they get it? Bloodshed. Was no love lost. Was no compromise. Was no negotiation. I'm telling you, you don't know what a revolution is. Because when you find out what it is, you'll get back in the alley. You'll get out of the way. The Russian Revolution. What was it based on? Land. The landless against the landlord. How did they bring it about? Bloodshed. You haven't got a revolution that doesn't involve bloodshed. And you're afraid to bleed. I said you're afraid to bleed. Long as the white man sent you to Korea, you bled. He sent you to Germany, you bled. He sent you to the South Pacific to fight the Japanese, you bled. You bleed for white people. But when it comes time to seeing your own churches being bombed and little black girls murdered, you haven't got no blood. So I cite these various revolutions, brothers and sisters, to show you, you don't have a peaceful revolution. You don't have a turn-the-other-cheek revolution. There's no such thing as a non-violent revolution. Only kind of revolution that's non-violent is the Negro Revolution. The only revolution based on loving your enemy is the Negro Revolution. The only revolution in which the goal is a desegregated lunch counter, a desegregated theater, a desegregated park, and a desegregated public toilet. You can sit down next to white folks on the toilet. That's no revolution. Revolution is based on land. Land is the basis of all independence. Land is the basis of freedom, justice, and equality. The white man knows what a revolution is. How do you think he'll react to you when you learn what a real revolution is? You don't know what a revolution is. If you did, you wouldn't use that word. A revolution is bloody. Revolution is hostile. Revolution knows no compromise. Revolution overturns and destroys everything that gets in its way.
All right, all right, all right. You heard it yourself. Revolution is the only solution to our problems in white America today. So let's stop making intelligent excuses. Let's stop bootlicking and buck dancing and mouth pooping. Let's stop bullshitting. Let's stop the internal set tripping. Let's stop banging amongst organizations. Let's stop banging amongst each other. Revolution is the only solution to the black man and the black woman's problem in America. There's no compromise to it. And most of us have become comfortable with compromising. We have become comfortable with being the white man's little boy, the white man's faggot, the white man's punk, the Gay Liberation Army chairman. You have become comfortable with doing nothing, having nothing, and being nothing. Revolution is the only solution. Huh? Know your enemy, know yourself. We are taught by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad that when you know yourself, you know God. Why? Because Y equals self. Peace to the gods and the earths. Y equals self. There is no mystery God. There is no poof, hocus pocus, and everything exists. There is no Shazam or abracadabra. There is no magical, mystical story. There is no Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, and Humpty Dumpty, and all of this foolishness. There is no mystery God. Everything in creation that you're looking at has length, height, weight, and depth, and mass, force, power. That is reality. But we can't have the reality or the seen without the unseen. What do I mean? When you know self, you know God. But there's a spiritual energy, there's a battery inside of this God that moves this God to show and prove his power or her power. So when you talk about God, you're talking about self. When the Bible speaks of the Creator saying, be, and it is, or kun, fire, kun, this is no mystery. Because every time, black man, you lay down with your queen and you impregnate her, you're saying, kun, fire, kun, be, and it is. Huh? Every time, God, we're showing and proving our equality with our woman, with our reflection, we're saying, God, be, and it is. Because when you teach a woman, you teach a nation. So when you know self, you know God. And if you know God, you know how to produce a righteous nation. Huh? You know the root of producing a righteous nation. So what I'm saying to you is, God, be, and it is. Show and prove the power of the original Father of the universe that we are. So when you know your enemy, you know yourself. So when you know yourself, you know God. When you know God, you know yourself, and you know your enemy. Once you know God, you automatically going to know who the devil is. Because we can clearly go back to our lessons. Huh? Let's pull out the lessons. The very first question in the student enrollment. The enrolling of the students. These are just some of the qualifications to get into the class of knowing self. The first question asks, who is the original man? Well, if there's an original man, there has to be a non-original man, right? And the answer is the original man. It's not the Philadelphia black man. It's not the Chicago black man. It's not the degenerate black man. It's not the homo black man. It's not the effeminized black man. It's not the chauvinist black man. It's not the scared black man. It says, the original man is the Asiatic black man. The Asiatic black man. Why Asiatic? But I thought we were from Africa, King Samir, some of you may say. Ah, let's look at the word Asiatic. So teaches the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Asia, before Africa, before Kemet, before Al-Kabalan, before all of these beautiful empires. The messenger teaches that the entire planet Earth was once called Asia. Now, I know you think in the Chinese and the Thai people and the, you know, I know you think that's where kickboxing started from. I know you think that's where Kung Fu started and all that great stuff. And wrong answer. Wrong answer. That's not Asia. It may be called Asia geographically by the enemy who invaded that region. Oh, man, y'all ain't ready for that. The white man invaded that region, huh? But the messenger said the entire planet Earth was called Asia. Before America was named America by America's Vespucci, the French faggot. The whole entire planet Earth family was called Asia. Attic means on top. You don't find the attic of your house in your basement. Otherwise, it wouldn't be called attic. It would be called basement. So he didn't say, we're the AZ basement. He said, we're the Asiatic people. The Asiatic meaning we're on top of the world. Huh? We're on top of the world. We are the rulers of civilization, black man and black woman. We are the creators of civilization. Oh, we're going to show and prove our power tonight on Black Power Radio. Know your enemy, know yourself. So if we're on top of the world, somebody has to be on the bottom. Huh? So the messenger says that we're the Asiatic black man, the maker, not the retailer. We are the maker. That means the creator. Whatever you see in life, we made it. The black man and the black woman, hand in hand. The maker. The owner, the maker, the, with the definite article, owner. You made it, you own it. Huh? The maker, family, the owner, cream of the planet Earth. Cream. Of the planet Earth. Why the cream? Because cream rises to the top. Ah, there we go. Back at that, rising to the top again. The cream of the planet Earth. If you take a carton of milk, let it sit and ferment, the milk separates itself, and it forms a more liquidy form, a water-like substance, then the cream starts to form, and the cream separates itself from the liquid form. Now, the liquid is at the bottom, and all of the fermented milk has now turned and formulated into the cream, and it rolls to the top. Oh, you ain't ready for this teaching tonight, cracker. The cream rises to the top, black man. So it's time to wake up, clean up, and rise up. Rise up. Wake up, clean up. Stand up and rise up. Raise your mental awareness. Raise your consciousness. Challenge yourself each and every single day. If you're only doing 5 push-ups a day, damn it, add another push-up every day. So if you did 6 today, you should be doing 7 tomorrow. Rise up. So we're the cream of the planet Earth. Father of civilization. If there's a mother of civilization, which is symbolic to the black woman, or as we call the earth, then there has to be a father of civilization. Huh? Who is this father? Who gave birth to the entire universe? Who is he? Where is he? It is you and I, black man. It's you and I. Because, again, there is no mystery God. Mysteries produce nothing. Ghosts produce nothing. Spirits produce nothing. They can't even produce another spirit. Huh? So you tell your ghost Jesus up in heaven, I said, black power. Because it's behind non-existent, and you wonder why your damn prayers are never answered. You're praying to the wrong one, fool. You're getting down on a damn prayer rug, no disrespect, but you're praying to the wrong damn God. Because every time you close your eyes, you see a God that does not look like you. You're praying to a God that does not serve you because he don't look like you. You're calling on the wrong God. Well, I'm here to tell you on Black Power Radio, the Creator looks just like me. He looks just like you. He looks just like every black man and woman that you see in this universe. That is God. Know yourself, know your enemy. Every time I see a black man, I'm looking at God. But 85% of us don't know how to utilize that power of God. Because we're taught by the 10%, the blood suckers of the poor, how to hate ourselves, how to hate anything about ourselves, and how to never, ever, ever, ever love ourselves. You don't know God because you hate yourself. You don't know yourself because you hate yourself. Oh, we're going to talk some real black survival talk tonight, huh? The call-in number is 646-478-4447. Call in with your questions and comments. Call in. Because we're going to hop right into some Kwame Nkrumah in just a few moments, huh? But we're talking about self. Oh, we're going to get to the enemy in a bit. But right now, we're dealing with self. So who is this father of civilization? It is you and I, black man. And I'm speaking to black men directly at this particular moment. It's you and I, God. You and I versing, building a righteous nation. Universal building, God. So welcome to the cipher. Yes, family, we are the God. Y equals self. Because there is no mystery God. But you have been taught that this mystery God will bring you food, clothing, and shelter. You have been taught that this mystery God will bring you your new reparations Lexus, and you have been taught that this God will
bring you a fine home, and all you have to do is sit on your black behind and pray to a God that does not look like you because he ain't your God. But he'll give you whatever you need in the name of white Jesus. What is a devil? Any grafted man which is made weak and wicked, or any grafted live germ from original is devil. And can you reform devil? No. All of the prophets have tried to reform him, but were unable. So if we're talking about the God of the universe, there has to be a devil of the universe. But we are the father of civilization. Such a beautiful people. But we're foolish people because we have been taught by a wicked, foolish child, a bastard child, who's not even 6,000 years old. Well, just a little older than 6,000 years. But we're the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, God of the universe. God of the universe. Oh, well, if you God, make it rain. Shut up, fool. We already make it rain. Because the question in our lessons teaches, what makes rain, hail, snow, and earthquakes? We already know that there is no mystery God. So every time the universe goes through its process, we understand why, because we are the father of civilization. We understand why, because we're the God of the universe. What makes rain, hail, snow, and earthquakes? Answer, are you ready? Because the earth is approximately covered underwater. Approximately 3/4 of its surface. I'm building from the head here. The sun and moon having attracting power on our planet, while our planet making the terrific speed of 1,037 1/3 miles per hour on its way around the sun. The sun draws this water up into the Earth's rotation, which is called gravitation, in a fine mist that the naked eye can hardly detect. But as the mist ascends higher and increasing with other mists of water and different currents of the atmosphere, until then she becomes heavier than gravitation. Then she distills back into the Earth in the form of drops of water or drops of ice, which depends on how heavy the mist was and the current of the air it was in. See, this is the importance of studying and knowing your lessons. There are some layers or currents of air real cold and warm, and some very swift and changeable. So when the water strikes one of these cold currents, it becomes solid ice in small round drops and form or light fluffy snow, or light fluffy form, which is called snow, pardon self. But this water is never drawn above 6 miles from the Earth's surface by the sun and moon. The reason it rains back on our planet is because it cannot get out of the Earth's atmosphere. With this high speed of rotating around the sun makes it impossible. Earthquakes are caused by the Son of Man experimenting with high explosives. In fact, all of the above is caused by the Son of Man. That's you and I, God. So don't tell me that there's a mystery God causing all of this hocus pocus. I remember growing up when we used to hear when it used to rain when the sun was out. How many of y'all remember that? And we were taught that it's the devil beating his wife. so it rains while the sun is out. What a foolish teaching. I wish the devil would beat his wife. Beat the hell out of her. It ain't my wife. So you can't hold me accountable for anything I say for white on white crime. Black power to that. The call in number is 646-478-4447. Again, 646-478-4447. Know yourself, know your enemy. We're building on tonight. Now, back to the original point. If there's an original man, there has to be an original person as well. There has to be an opposite because everything has an opposite. The opposite of up is down. The opposite of revolutionary is clown. The opposite of black is white. The opposite of straight is dyke. The opposite, you get the point, right? All right. So, if there's an original man, then there has to be another kind of man. A man that's not so original to the planet, right? So if we're the maker, the owner, the creator of the planet, Earth, Father, Civilization, God of the universe, there has to be someone in contrary to that. There has to be someone on this planet to go against the grain. And the question asked, number two, in the student enrollment is, who is the colored man? Oh, boy. And I know a lot of y'all thought you were colored or still think you're colored, or maybe you are colored because a lot of us act colored. But the messenger says here, the colored man is not you, original man. The colored man is the Caucasian white man or Yaqub's grafted devil. Uh-oh, did I say something wrong, or did I say something strong? Yaqub's grafted devil. Wow, that's some special kind of devil. Because he gave you the name of the person, of who the devil basically belonged to, and what kind of devil he is. He is Yaqub's grafted devil. And grafted meaning anything that is taken from the original made weak and wicked. Huh? Oh, are we talking tonight? Made weak and wicked. But he's not only Yaqub's grafted devil, he's also called the skunk of the planet Earth. Why the skunk? Because the skunk hits you with a stench, hits you with a power blow that's the nastiest on the planet, and it's hard to get out of. You've ever been hit by a skunk missile? Huh? You've ever been hit by a skunk missile? Then you know what I'm talking about. That is some stench that will engulf you and put your behind down. He's the filthiest besides the pig. He's the skunk of the planet Earth. Hmm? He's the one who's always going against nature. This is the man and woman who goes against what we say naturally don't do. This is the same demon that wants to be or has become your God because you have forgotten that you are the original man. You have forgotten that you are the God of the universe. Huh? We have been robbed and stolen, kidnapped, rape, murdered, and tortured. But you have forgotten. And now you make weak puppeteer excuses for the skunk of the planet Earth. So if we're God and he's the devil, now you know yourself and your enemy. Because again, once you know God, you know the devil. And once you know the devil, you know God. So this is why the devil is not settled on the best part of the planet Earth. This is why Musa or Moses had a hard time civilizing these little wicked people in the year 2000 BC before Christ. This is why we ran them out of the caves, into the caves and hills of Europe, on the island of Patmos, some call Pelon. Yaqub was the father of the devil. He was a dissatisfied scientist. And at the age of 6, he was playing with 2 pieces of steel, searching for the unalike and airlike repel. Oh, this is some deep history here. But the devil keeps us illiterate, so we won't find out how filthy he is in all of his affairs. He keeps us apart from his social equality. He keeps us illiterate, so we won't know nothing about his social equality. Come on. Stop hiding. Because the only solution to the damn problem, damn it, is revolution. So stop hiding behind the lessons, gods and earths. Oh, well, you know, the father civilized a white man. You can't civilize no damn devil. Stop the excuses. It teaches us in our very lessons. The devil cannot be reformed. I don't care how much Mumia Abu-Jamal they talk. I don't care how much free political prisoners they talk. I don't care how much they will raise, how many of them raise their fists and talk about how they love Assata Shakur. I don't give a damn. I'm not fooled by this enemy today. Because the devil can't fool this Muslim. Hell no, not nowadays, not every day. And you can talk about the black plight all you want to, white man and white woman. I'm not buying into it. Sorry, Charlie. And I give you no respect for it. None. Because the devil can't be righteous. He's going against his own nature trying to be righteous. That's killing him. It's not in the white man's nature to be righteous. So stop all this damn foolishness. Praising this cracker Jesus, who does not answer your prayers. We're going to take a small black power break. The call-in number, 646-478-4447. Again, 646-478-4447. We'll be right back with you. Hold tight.
West Coast, East Coast, Midwest, Dirty South, worldwide, nigga. Black and brown power, you know how it's going down. Jip, come on. Ain't nothing but that revolutionary shit pumping in my blood, nigga. Ain't no Kool-Aid in me. Yo, Yo, this shit is OG. This shit is OG. This shit is OG. Original Garvey, nigga. This shit is OG. This shit is OG. This shit is OG. Original Garvey, nigga. What is a gang? A gang is an organization, a formulation of riders with a common foundation, a nation of tribe, unified by a common creed, dedicated, ready to bleed for what they believe. Hard like the mafia, but smart like Malcolm. Only truths in the circle. Squares unwelcome. It's a comrade kinship, family friendship. When it's on, niggas swarming an instant on instinct, coordinating in sync with each other. Same color chain link with your brother, like in the hull of the slave ship. I let my bandana drip for the blood in my vein. For every trip, we all one and the same. The daily struggle is the common bond we have. The police is the slob and the crab, the mob with a badge. They hate to see a squad of soldiers gang up. How the bishops, disciples, and cobras came up. We turning this game up on you wimp ass busters. On the system, you got to be a pimp slash hustler. And to the new G's, they carry on the legacy. Show respect to the OG's, cause that's your history. The Sonny Carson, Bunchy Carlers, and Slawson's. Revolutionaries, but G'd in proportion. From the seed to the coffin, putting in work. Paying dues for the cause, staying true to the law. This shit is OG. This shit is OG. This shit is OG. Original Garvey, nigga. This shit is OG.
We're giving 24 hours in South Africa to get out of town by Sunday. I say if they don't get out of town, we kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the cripple, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all. He said, well, why kill them all? Why kill the women? First, why kill the babies? They're just little innocent blue-eyed babies. Because, goddammit, they're going to grow up one day to rule your babies. Kill them now. Why kill the women in South Africa? I said kill the women because the women are the military manufacturing center. And every 9 months, they lay down on their backs. And reinforcement rolls out from between their legs. So shut down the military manufacturing center by killing the white woman. Why kill the elder crackers? The old crepit crackers in South Africa. How in the hell you think they got old? They got old oppressing and killing black people.
Yes, sir.
I say kill the cripple, kill the elder, kill them all. Kill the faggots, kill the lesbians. And after you kill them all, I said that day about Mandela to let you know what he really knows about me. Don't know a damn thing. I say, then you go to the goddamn grave and dig them up and kill them a goddamn again because they didn't die hard enough. And if you don't have the strength to dig them up after you've done all that work, just go to the grave and shoot in the damn grave. Kill them again because they didn't.
All right, we're black, we're black, we're black. Black Power Radio, the King Samir Black Survival Show. Calling number is 646-478-4447. 646-478-4447. I want to make some announcements here of our upcoming events that we definitely need your support on. And make sure wherever you are, I got something big for you. I'm getting ready to announce, and I'm just go straight down the line up here on May the 18th, pardon self, May the 18th, we'll have our National Chief of Staff and our Deputy National Field Marshal, Brother Hashim Nzinga and Queen Sister Nadia Shakur, will be in Dallas, Texas on May the 18th. May the 19th. Malcolm X Day, we have a pilgrimage at Ferncliff Cemetery to the gravesite of our brother and comrade, Brother Malcolm and Sister Betty, gravesite. There will be an African ceremony at the site in Ferncliff Cemetery. We have this every single year. Make sure, this is on May the 19th, we'll be meeting up at the Federal Office Building, on 125th Street in Harlem, New York, riding out in a caravan heading up to Malcolm and Sister Betty's gravesite. Then, right around the little pathway, we have an African ceremony on Dr. Khalid Muhammad's gravesite. So you don't want to miss this year, because it's so much more energy. Because this cracker is putting so much more pressure on the black movement. So it's going to be so much more energy. You don't want to miss that. It's a very beautiful event. You don't want to miss it. Bring your children, bring your grandmothers, bring your aunts, your uncles. It's a family affair. You don't want to miss it. But King Samir will be on deck May 19th at Ferncliff Cemetery in New York City. September the 7th. If you have not heard, September the 7th. Million Youth March 15th year anniversary. The Black Family Convention. 125th Street, Harlem, New York. You definitely do not want to miss that. We're not having a bunch of elders doing all the damn talking. This is for the youth. Youth speakers, youth performers, youth everything. Youth security. And they'll drop you like a hot potato. Trust me what I tell you. But this is your day, black youth. So you definitely must be in New York City on September the 7th, Saturday. If you got to work, call out now. Tell the cracker, on September 7th, I'm going to have the measles. On September 7th, I'm going to get a very bad toothache. And I'm not going to be able to come in that day. I'm God. I already know it's going to happen. But you let this cracker know you ain't coming to work that day. So support it, please. We need your help. We need any type of service you have to offer. We're asking for everyone to help sponsor, promote, donate funds, donate time, whatever you can donate, whatever you can do to help us, the new Black Panther Party, get this Million Youth Anniversary into a great historic success. And if you remember the Million Youth March in 98, you remember the Million Youth March in 2003? We need your support, black family. So I'm talking to you, all you celebrities, all you millionaires, you trillionaires, and you so-called realionaires. We need some goddamn realionaire money. I ain't too proud to say it. We need some money. Give it up. Hell, after all that we do, the least you could do, it's something for our children. Black power to that. So again, the call-in number, black family, is 646-478-4447. And June 4th through the 17th, 2014. Start saving up your money now. We're going to Africa. And we're trying to take a 300 to 500 member delegation from different organizations. We're going to Africa. June 4th through the 17th, we'll definitely keep you posted more and more about that. So those are our announcements coming up. And, oh, let me make this clear. I forgot. Part and self. June the 1st, our national chairman, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, will be doing a 3-borough tour in New York City, a 3-borough national truce tour. We're calling for national truce amongst all black and Latino organizations. We're calling for a national truce amongst black people in general. The time is now, damn it. The time is now to unite, or we will perish and go down like some damn fools. Fools that knew better. Huh? And you don't want to go down like a fool that knew better. That's the worst kind of fool. So on June the 1st, we will have more updated information.
but he will be doing a three-borough national truce tour. Get behind the new Black Panther Party. Support what we're doing because our work is for the people. We're servants of the people, and it's so are you. So help us help you help the people. Black power to that. So again, the call-in number is 646-478-4447. And we're going to open up the line closer to the end of the show. But right now, we're going to hear from some great words from our general, Kwame Nkrumah. This is from the Handbook of Revolutionary Warfare by Kwame Nkrumah. So these are not the words of Minister King Samir Shabazz. These are the words of the Honorable Kwame Nkrumah that I'm about to bring forth to you. Know your enemy, know yourself. Now I gave you the spiritual and the nationalist aspect of knowing self. But now we're going to get into the military aspect of knowing self. We're going to get into the survival aspect of knowing self. And I felt it being very vital at this time because COINTELPRO is at an all-time high right now. So what greater words to hear from our general about propaganda and psychological warfare? Because your enemy is crushing us with his propaganda and his psychological warfare. You're crazy as hell because your enemy has taught you to be crazy as hell. You're degenerate as hell because your enemy has taught us to be degenerate as hell. We're foolish as hell because the white man has taught us to be foolish as hell. Psychological warfare. Every time you close your eyes, you see white. That is psychological warfare. When you call on the God that you are, but you're calling on a God, and every time you close your eyes, you see a white man as your God that you're calling on, that is psychological warfare. When you're running around here wearing tutus and thongs and open-toed shoes and you're a black man, that is psychological warfare. Sisters, when you're walking around here looking more manly than King Samir, that is psychological warfare. When our babies are running the streets talking about how they love kissing on boys and little girls and molesting other children, that is psychological warfare, damn it. So don't tell me it does not exist. Don't tell me the enemy is not literally masturbating your brain cells. He's pulling the strings on your black behind. Propaganda and psychological warfare. Throughout the struggle, we must recognize and combat enemy attempts to demoralize us. Throughout the struggle, we must recognize and combat enemy attempts to demoralize us. We're talking about proper propaganda, counter propaganda. For in the face of the failure to achieve military solutions against well-organized, broadly based guerrilla forces, as for example the new Black Panther Party, the enemy has stepped up its efforts in the propaganda war. Huh? I don't need to read that part again, do I? The enemy, the United States of America, has stepped up its efforts in the propaganda war. The aim, number one, to prevent a liberation movement from getting underway by destroying it at its source, i.e., by undermining the will to fight. You can't tell me this cracker has not undermined the will to fight in black people. Two, where revolutionary warfare has actually begun to conquer it by political means, i.e., by granting justice, sufficient political, economic, and social reform to encourage all but the so-called extremists to abandon the struggle.
This is your enemy. Psychological attacks are made through the agency of broadcasting stations like the BBC, the Voice of Germany, BET, MTV, CNN, Fox News, and many others, the Voice of America, many others, which pursues its brainwashing mission through newsreels, interviews, and other informative programs at all hours of the day and night and on all wavelengths and in many languages, including special English. The war of words is supplemented by written propaganda using a wide range of political devices such as embassy bulletins, pseudo-revolutionary publications, studies on nationalism and on African socialism, the literature spread by the so-called independent and liberal publishers, cultural and civic education centers, and other imperialist subversive organizations. The paper war penetrates into every town and village and into the remotest parts of the bush. So it spreads in the form of free distributions of propaganda films praising the qualities of white civilization and culture. These are some of the ways in which the psychological terrain is prepared. When the target, a certain country or continent, is sufficiently softened, then the invasion of evangelist brigades begins. Did you hear what I said? After they bust your head open with white supremacy, now they send in the evangelist troops or the Christian regime with the Bible, and they Bible stomp your head in some more from a white ideological perspective. Do you understand that? I'm trying to give you a little second so it can sink in. Now, once this invasion starts, thus perpetuating the centuries-old tactic whereby missionaries prepare the way for guns. Huh? So they hit you with the propaganda. They whitewash you. Then they send in Christianity regime, and they make way for the ultimate killing squad. Peace Corps divisions stream in, moral rearmament units, Jehovah's Witnesses, information agencies, and internal financial aid organizations. In this way, a territory or even an entire continent is besieged without a single Marine in sight. A sprinkling, just a sprinkling, just a sprinkling is all it takes. So what are we really dealing with here, family? What are we really, really, really dealing with here? We're dealing with a people who has no love or respect for anything on the planet. Huh? We're dealing with a people who don't even honor themselves. We're dealing with a people who has no love for God, no love for the laws of God, for that matter. But we're dealing with the people who don't mind controlling nations of people. So we're not dealing with some hocus pocus devil here. You're dealing with a man who will kill millions and billions of people just to kill one black man. So how do you really, really think he has love for us? Because when I look at the propaganda war that they have now going around on Sister Asada, this is a wicked white man. This is a lying white man. Huh? This ain't the evangelist that really loves you. They come to decentralize us, demoralize us, effeminize us, and then create genocide on us. So we have to really look at what's going on here.
and sprinkling of political and little publicized murders like that of Pio Pinto in Kenya and Mumi of Geneva, and I'm going to add Malcolm Shabazz. I don't give a damn what you may think or say. The United States government is behind it. A recent development in the psychological war is the campaign to convince us that we cannot govern ourselves, that we are unworthy of genuine independence, and that foreign tutelage is the only remedy for our wild, warlike, and primitive ways. We're talking about warfare on the minds and the hearts of African people. Imperialism has done its utmost to brainwash Africans or whitewash Africans into thinking that they need straitjackets of colonialism and neocolonialism if they are to be saved from the retrogressive instincts. Such is the age-old racialist justification for the economic exploitation of our continent. And now the recent military coups engineered throughout Africa by foreign reactionaries are also being used to corroborate imperialism's pet theory that the Africans have shamelessly squandered the golden opportunities of independence and that they have plunged their political kingdom into blood and barbarism. Therefore, the imperialist mission, we must save them anew. And they hail in the Western train and Western bought army puppets as saviors. But the press, the films, and radio are fast spreading the myth of post-independence violence and chaos everywhere. The more or less covert implication is Africa needs to be recolonized. The fact that Africa has advanced politically more quickly than any other continent in the world is ignored. But in 1957, when Ghana became independent and the political renaissance began in Africa, there were only 8 independent states. Now, in just over 10 years, there are over 40, and the final liberation of the continent is in sight. Now we're talking about up in Zimbabwe. Imperialists are not content with trying to convince us that we're politically immature. They're telling us now that we're realizing that armed revolution is the only way to defeat neocolonialism. Let me repeat that again for the bootlickers and the coons listening in. They are telling us now that we're realizing that armed revolution is the only way to defeat neocolonialism, that we are inherently incapable of fighting a successful revolutionary war. The new psychological propaganda campaign is being waged in various subtle ways. First, there is what may be called the moral argument. Africans are constantly being reminded that they are people of peace, loving, tolerant, and communalist-minded people. But the African is projected as an individual who has always been loath to shed blood. The corollary of this argument is that it would be immoral, and against our nature to engage in revolutionary warfare. The moral argument is easily destroyed. Centuries of liberation wars, wars of conquest, revolution, and counter-revolution in the West were not considered to be moral or immoral. They were simply part of Western historical development. Our armed struggle for freedom is neither moral nor immoral. It is a scientific, historically determined necessity. Stop hiding. The second argument used to deflect us from the inevitability of the armed struggle is the so-called economy argument. It runs something like this. Modern neocolonialism does not constitute a danger to young revolutionary African states, and therefore the military training and army of the broad masses is an expensive and frivolous enterprise. The corollary of this reactionary argument is, since you cannot, in the present underdeveloped state of your economy, afford the luxury of your own defense, let us take care of it for you, and now the trap has been set. Last but not least, a third series of racialist and defeatist arguments designed to spread the myth that no African revolutionary is capable of carrying an armed struggle through to the end It condemns a priori all African revolutionary activities to failure. It wraps revolutionary warfare on our continent in an aura of disparagement and tries to cripple us with a sense of inadequacy as freedom fighters. By means of press, radio, accounts are given of the capture of terrorists by security forces. Note the choice of words. Terrorists and security forces. The terrorists being usually described as poorly trained, ill-equipped, demoralized, and uncertain of the cause for which they are fighting. Where arms and military equipment are seized, it is always labeled as Russian or Chinese. To suggest that the freedom fighters who use them are not African nationalists, but the dupes and tools of the foreign government. When freedom fighters are captured and tried in courts of law, they are treated as criminals, not as prisoners of war, and are imprisoned, shot or hanged, usually after so-called confessions have been extorted. This refusal to recognize freedom fighters as soldiers is again part of imperialist strategy designed to pour scorn on the armed revolutionary movement and at the same time to discourage further recruits. The campaign is based on the counterinsurgency law whereby it is necessary to attack the revolution during the initial stage of the movement when it is still weak, when it is not yet fulfilled that which should be maintained its main aspiration. A total integration with people, says Che Guevara, this is why we are being told that Africans are incapable of sustaining revolutionary warfare, A, racially, B, because of our historical background, C, for lack of cadres, ideology, and leadership. In one breath, we are accused of being too primitive to govern ourselves, and in the next, we're accused of not being primitive enough to wage guerrilla warfare. Now, the problem is not whether one is born or is not born a natural revolutionary fighter. The problem is not whether revolutionaries are naturally suited to Africa or Africa to a revolutionary warfare. Predestination is the sort that never of this sort never exists. So the fact that this revolutionary warfare is the key to African freedom and is the only way in which the total liberation and unity of African continent can be achieved. Foreign military preparedness in pursuing their aggressive aims and fulfilling requirements of military strategy, the imperialists have built up a system of military blocs and alliances which provide the framework for a pattern of military bases in strategically important positions all over the world. The African freedom fighters, while mainly concerned with the enemy strength in Africa, must nevertheless, or in our case in America, but we must nevertheless study the world pattern if they are to assess correctly the true dimensions of the struggle. The anti-imperialist and the neocolonial struggle will, in fact, be worldwide since revolutionary warfare will occur wherever the enemy operates. A substantial part of the military anti-revolutionary effort is channeled into four organizations: NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which was founded in 1949, consists of USA, Britain, France, Italy, Belgium, Holland, Luxembourg, Canada, Iceland, Norway, Denmark, and Portugal. Since October of 1951, Greece and Turkey, and since 1954, West Germany. CETO, Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, 1954. They consist of USA, Britain, France, New Zealand, Australia, Philippines, Thailand, and Pakistan. The ANZUS, Australia, New Zealand, United States Treaty. 1951, the Pacific Pact, it's called. CENTO, the Central Treaty Organization of 1959. It consists of Britain, Turkey, Pakistan, and Iran. emerged from the 1955 Baghdad Pact. USA in 1959 entered into bilateral defense agreements with Turkey, Iran, and Pakistan. In effect, the system of military blocs and alliances enables U.S. imperialism to exert de facto leadership not only over the entire Western world, but over extensive zones in Latin America and Asia as well. This is achieved through an external network of some 2,200 bases and installations manned by approximately a 1 million troop in readiness for war. The U.S. external forces of intervention may be grouped as follows. Group 1, against the USSR with bases in Western Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East. Group 2, against China with bases in Pakistan, Southeast Asia, and the Pacific Ocean. Group 3, against revolutionary movements in Latin America, the Organization of American States, the OAS group, with bases in Panama, the Bermudas, and Puerto Rico. In Africa, there are at present 17 air bases owned and operated by members of NATO. I'm going to repeat that one more again. In Africa, there are at present 17 air bases owned and operated by NATO. There are 9 foreign naval bases. Foreign military missions exist, for example, in Kenya, Morocco, Liberia, Libya, South Africa, Senegal, Niger, Cameroon, Chad, Gabon, Ivory Coast, Zimbabwe, and many others. In addition, there are 3 rocket sites and an atomic testing range in North Africa. Do you hear what the hell I'm telling you? These crackers are ready for war. Huh? I'm giving you logistics here on Black Power Radio. This is the King Samir Black Survival Show. What did you expect to hear tonight? I'm giving you real logistics of your enemy. So I hope you're writing this down. Because the show will be archived. You can come back and listen again. But write it down. The armed forces of foreign powers in various strategically important parts of our continent present a serious threat, but not an insurmountable obstacle in the African revolutionary struggle. For they must be assessed in conjunction with the forces of settler minority governments in Rhodesia and South Africa, and with imperialist forces and the few remaining colonial territories. The formation of NATO led to the signing of the Warsaw Treaty in 1954, by which the Soviet Union, Bulgaria, Hungary, German Democratic Republic, Poland, Romania, Czechoslovakia, and Albania made arrangements to protect themselves against imperialist aggression. An attack on any one member would be regarded as an attack on all. The provision was made for a political consultative body to take political decisions and to exchange information. 2, a united military command with headquarters in Warsaw. So the need for Pan-African organization in comparison to the United States of Africa are at present militarily weak. Unlike the imperialists and neocolonialists, they have no mutual defense system and no unified command to plan and direct joint action. But this will be remedied with the formation of all African People's Revolutionary Army. This will be remedied with the new Black Panther Party and the PAC. This will be remedied with the new Black Panther Party, the PAC, and OPLA. This will be remedied with the new Black Panther Party, the PAC, OPLA, and the Nation of Islam. This will be remedied by all black forces in America and all across the globe. And this is why our chairman is so masterfully wise, calling for a national truce amongst black people and black organizations, because this is the remedy to counter neocolonialism. This is the remedy to counter imperialism. This is the remedy to counter white supremacy. Damn it, this is the remedy, to counter racism, white supremacy, all across the globe amongst our people. So let's stop BSing ourselves. Huh? We possess the vital ingredients necessary to win. The full and enthusiastic support of the broad masses of African people who are determined once and for all to end all forms of foreign exploitation, to manage their own affairs, damn it, and to determine our own future. Oh, that sounds like our 10-point program. Huh? That sounds just like our 10-point program. But if it's such overwhelming strength organized on a pan-African basis, no amount of enemy forces can hope to succeed. Nationalism is the ideological channel of the anti-colonial struggle and represents the demand for national independence of colonized peoples. It is a concept most easily grasped by the population of territories where the low level of development of productive forces and therefore of capitalist implantation and the absence of indigenous elements in the spheres of political power are factors that facilitate the formation of a united militant front, one of the primary conditions for a successful liberation movement. Colonized peoples are not highly differentiated from a social point of view and are exploited practically without discrimination by the colonial power. Hence the slogan, "The nation must be freed from colonialism," is a universally accepted rallying cry whose influence is heightened by the fact that the agents of colonialism exploiting the territory from within are therefore for somebody else to see. It is therefore for the people as a whole who revolt and struggle as a nation class against colonial oppression and who win independence. The nationalist phase is a necessary step in the liberation struggle, but must never be regarded as the final solution to the problem raised by the economic and the political exploitation of our people. For nationalism is narrow in its application. It works within the geographical framework produced by the colonial powers, which culminated in the carved up agreed upon in 1884 at the Berlin Cracker Conference, where today's political maps of Africa were drawn. The various people of Africa cannot be and historically never have been confined behind rigid frontiers, sealing off territories labeled Nigeria, Togo, Senegal, Zimbabwe, South Africa, North Africa, West Africa, Guinea, and so on and so forth. The natural movements of the African people and of their societies have from time to time immemorial swept along extensive axes, as for example, from the Nile to the Congo, from the Senegal to the Niger, from the Congo to Zambezi, or as we say, from Morocco to Madagascar. The African nations of today created artificially by the white Western foreigners for their own purposes neither originate from ancient African civilization, damn it, nor do they fit within our African way of life or habit of exchange. They are not even, for the most part, economically viable. Yet they continue to struggle on, each one separately. They continue to struggle on, each one separately, in a pathetic and hopeless attempt to make progress, while the real obstacle to their cracker development, to their white racist imperialism, mainly in its neo-colonial stage, is operating on a pan-African scale. Already, huge zones of Africa have been integrated economically in the exclusive interest of international finance capital. A study of the organization and workings of most of the large trading firms, the mining trusts, and the industrial cartels operating in Africa shows that they all function directly or indirectly on a continental scale. Don't you let these goddamn Chinese fool you in Africa. Don't you let these damn British and Portuguese peckerwoods in Africa fool you. They are there to rob, kill, and steal everything in Africa. Many of them from part of a general network spreading over several continents. This monopolistic system of exploitation is the direct outcome of prolonged capitalist practice. The experience being that extended and unified industrial, commercial, or mining units are less costly to maintain, are more efficient, and produce higher profits. It is time that we also plan our economic and political development on a continental scale. The concept of African unity embraces the fundamental needs and the characteristics of African civilization and ideology, and at the same time satisfies all the conditions necessary for an accelerated economic and technological advance. Such maximum development would ensure a rational utilization of the material resources and human potential of our continent along the lines of integrated economy and within complementary sections of production, eliminating all unnecessary forms of competition, economic alienation, and duplication. The idea is not to destroy or dismantle the network of foreign mining complexes and industrial companies throughout Africa, but to take them over and operate them in the sole interest of African people. Finally, the limitations of nationalism may be seen in the experience of countries which have succeeded in casting off one imperialism only to be oppressed by another or by a syndicate of imperialism, as in Latin America. Merely to change masters is no solution to colonial poverty or neo-colonialist strangulation, even if exploitation is subsequently practiced in a more subtle way. Now, we're going to hold the line right there. Woo! What a teaching. What a teaching. The call-in number, if you want to call in, is 646-478-4447. Again, the number, 646-478-4447. You're listening live to the King Samir Black Survival Show on Black Power Radio. So, Black family, we want to go to the phone line in just a few moments, but I want to hit you with another tune of Black Power, and we'll be right back with you. We'll be right at the phone line. Call in with your questions or comments. Again, the number is 646-478-4447. Black Power. We'll be right back.
In Sudan,
in
Haiti, in Kenya, in the Congo,
North
Carolina, in Georgia, in Louisiana, in Alabama.
Get out of town, bounce them. I say if they want to get out of town, we kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the baby, we kill the blind, we kill the cripple, we kill the crazy, we kill the bandits, we kill the lesbian. I say, God damn it, we kill them all. Between their legs, so shut down the military manufacturing system.
Congo,
24 hours.
Nigeria,
get out of town by
summer. Black Panther Party,
24 hours.
MBT,
get out of town by summer.
Black Power. New Black Panther Party. NBPP. Black Power. New Black Panther Party. NBPP. Black Power. In Johannesburg,
get out of town by summer.
In Libya,
get 24 hours.
Syria,
get out of town by summer.
In Congo,
get 24 hours.
Nigeria,
get out of town by summer.
Black Panther Party,
get 24 hours.
NBPP,
get out of town by summer.
Black Power. Black Panther Party, NBPP, Black Power, New Black Panther Party, NBPP, Black Power. In Johannesburg, in Libya, Syria, Congo, Nigeria, Black Panther Party, NBPP, Black Power.
Black power, black power, black power, black power, black power. Israelitu, shalom, shalom, hotep, all of the beautiful salutations. We're black with the King Samir Black Survival Show on Black Power Radio. I'm honored to be before you once again. And we give thanks, family, for everybody calling in, listening in via phone or internet. However you listen, and we thank you, Mr. White Man, for listening as well, because we know you got some real pertinent information tonight. But this is a new King Samir today. You're dealing with a matured, a very scientifically developed black man. You know, I don't have to constantly, you know, reiterate myself about certain things. A lot of y'all know what I'm talking about. But there's so many other places that this brain of mine can take you. So that's just where we're going right now. So we're dealing with black survival because our survival is mandatory. And if you're not willing to survive, you might as well just shoot yourself in the face right now and just, you know, save God the time of wasting his time to own you. So just kill yourself. You know, if you're not fit to live, you just belong in the pit of death. It's just that simple. You know, so we're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to call, you know, call in 646-478-4447, 646-478-4447. Call in with your questions or comments. We're going to go to the first call, 567-288. You're on live on Black Power Radio, the King Samir Black Survival Show. Black Power. 567-288. You're live. All right. 215-982. You're live. Black Power Radio.
Black Power, sir. Black Power.
It's good to hear from you. I got another addition that I personally would like to add to Minister King Samir Shabazz, because you're doing such a great job. I'd like to call you Dr. Minister King Samir Shabazz, because you coming off like that, bro. You know, because I heard you say a lot, man, and ever since I've known you to say a lot that, like, how do you have a balls to say the things that you say, to tell the truth like you tell the truth, you know, to give the credit where the credit is due to the Honorable Marcus Garvey, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, Malik Zulu Shabazz, all of the greats that you quote, Kwame Nkrumah, Che Guevara, and these things that need to be taught to us, because as you said, you know, we are in the grip of a propaganda war, and we need to go ahead on, man, and realize that. And when you speak the truth, people want to know, how can you have the nerve to say that this white man is dope, that this white man has us enslaved, has us dependent on them, that they have us in fear, that they have so much of a grip on us that we're not doing the things that we want to do, that our minds are enslaved. But you have the balls to say that, you know, and a lot of us don't, you know, and we need to listen, man. Thank God for Black Power Radio. You know, the new Black Panther Party teaches this information in our meetings, you know, and we need to hear more of this, you know, I mean, so keep up the good work, my brother. That's my comment, you know, and I see it in full effect, man. I see it in full effect. You're continuing on, and our organization is continuing on, working at war for the hearts and minds of our people. You know, Sean Quali and Hakim Nzingo, our supreme captain, our sister Nadia Shakur, being commander. Hey, look, keep up the good work. The national committee is on the move. You know, with the ENU march coming up, man, and with the truce that is so necessary. You know, and you talked about those things, man. These are things that we need to do. We need to go back to the motherland. It's for late too. You know, we need to continue.
Yeah.
The struggle, man, for Pan-African revolutionary nationalism, you know, free the land, you know, I mean, these are things that we need to repetitiously teach, you know, because our minds, you know, this propaganda war, man, we got our work cut out for us, but it can be done. So thank you, brother. I thank you for the hope, you know, and the encouragement to keep continuing on, man, keep continuing on this path. Black Power.
Black Power. Thank you, Conrad. Wonderful, beautiful words. That is Philadelphia Chief of Staff, Black Family, Brother Heru Kahuti. That is my right-hand man. Don't know where I would be without him. That's my right-hand man. And he's doing a wonderful job. And the song you just heard playing, with Dr. Khalid in the background, that's Brother Heru Kahuti's song called 24 Hours. So we definitely have to give you a Black Power salute for that, brother. Awesome work. And, you know, I just give thanks for you, comrade. Strong, you know, real talk. You made a lot of stuff happen for me, and not just for me. You made a lot of stuff happen for the people, brother. And that's what's most important. You know, what are we doing for the people? To hell with individualism as Panthers, what are we doing for the people? And I definitely appreciate your work and honor you as well. So thanks for tuning in, calling in, and as usual, keep listening. Black Power.
Black Power.
All right. Next caller we have. 252-762. 252-762. You are live on the King Samir Black Survival Show. We're talking about Know Yourself and Know Your Enemy. Any questions or comments? Black Power.
Black Power. I'm just listening.
All right, all right. Just listening. We thank you for listening indeed. Please keep listening and spread the word. All right. Next number, 484-201. 484-201. You're live on the King Samir Black Survival Show, Black Power Radio, Black Power. 484-201. You're live. All right, I guess they're just listening. Let's go to the next number. 336-624. 336-624. You're live on the King Samir Black Survival Show, Black Power Radio. Questions or comments? All right, guess they're tuning in as well. Next number we have 845. Oh, they just dropped out. All right. Wait a minute. Let's see. We have a little technical problem here. 845-249. 845-249. You're live on Black Power Radio.
Black Power, brother. How you doing?
I'm black and strong and hated by the enemy. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. This is Ishmael Shabazz from upstate New York.
Brother. Hey!
How you doing, black man? Hey, listen, brother.
How are you?
Man, I'm fine, brother. I enjoyed that, man. That was very informative. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank
brother.
You.
You deserve that doctor, brother, because you matured a lot, brother. And it's a pleasure, man.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure to have you on, black man. Everything is good in New York City?
You know, it's a little rough, man, but you know something? I'm handling it. But I'll be calling out some soldiers come my way, man, to help me. But I'm holding things down. You know, it's about organizing, brother, serving the people, and that's what I'm doing. You
okay.
know, and in many ways, you know, because
yes,
I'm
sir.
The only one here, but you know something? I'm a soldier, brother.
That's right. Well, you're not alone, black man. You're
oh,
not
I know,
alone
I know,
at all.
I know that, brother. I know that.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I'm saying? Like I told you, when I'm ready for you, you'll come. But I can handle this right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be soon, brother, before the summer. But I like the truce, the national truce thing, and I put it out on my Facebook page, man. I'm trying to get some of these young knuckleheads, man, to come with me because they need to learn. They
yes,
think
sir.
I'm the only one. But thank you, brother. You know, continue, man, telling the truth. You know, and I'm always listening. Always listening,
yes,
brother.
Sir. Give okay. thanks, brother Ishmael. We thank you for all of your work that you've been putting in and for quite a long time, comrade. And we
okay.
know your worth, and we honor you just as much. So give thanks for listening in.
No problem, brother.
All right. Black Power.
Black Power.
All right. All right. That's our... Comrade, brother Ishmael Shabazz from the original squad. Huh? Y'all talking all this mess. You know, we have original Panthers in the new Black Panther Party. All right, let's try this number again. 336-624. You are live on King Samir Black Survival Show, Black Power Radio, Black Power. 336-624. All right, black family, I guess they're listening in. We thank everyone for all of our callers, but I know, see, we have many more people listening in via internet. So thank you for those who are listening, whether you have a question or comment or just maybe your first time tuning in and you're just scared to say something. It's all right. It's all right. But make sure you tune in every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Black Power Radio. So I want to very briefly go over our 10-point program, and then we can wrap up the show because I want to start dropping, you know, some points from our 10-point program to show you the correlation or how important our 10-point program is to what we was building on tonight. Our first point says we want freedom.
want the power to practice self-determination and to determine the destiny of our community and the black nation. We believe in the high spiritual moral code of our ancestors. We believe in the truths of the Bible, the Quran, and other sacred texts and writings. We believe in Maya and the principles of Nguzu Saba. We believe that black people will not be free until we are able to determine our divine destiny. Number two, we want full employment for our people, and we demand the dignity to do for ourselves what we have begged the white man to do for us. We believe that since the white man has kept us dumb, deaf, and blind, and used every dirty trick in the book to stand in the way of our freedom and independence, that we should be gainfully employed until such time we can employ and provide for ourselves. We believe further in power in the hands of the people, wealth in the hands of the people, and arms. And arms. Arms. I don't mean your left and your right. I mean the 9mm in your left and the .357 in your right. Arms in the hands of the people. But also remember this, books can be arms as well. Pens and pads can be arms as well. For all you technological buffs, cell phones can be arms as well if you know how to use them properly against the enemy. Number three, we want tax exemption and an end to the robbery of the black nation by the capitalists. We want an end to the capitalistic domination of Africa in all of its forms, imperialism, criminal settler colonialism, neocolonialism, racism, sexism, and Zionism, apartheid, and all official borders. Now, this is what we were just building on heavily. So this is why I'm bringing you our 10-point program to show you we know what the hell we're talking about. Huh? We believe that this wicked, racist government has robbed us, and now we are demanding the overdue debt of reparations. A form of reparations was promised 100 years ago by 40 acres and a mule as restitution for the continued genocide of our people and to go into in meaningful measure and repair the damage for the African Holocaust, the Maanga Mizo Maafa. We believe our people should be exempt from all taxation as long as we are deprived of equal justice under the laws of the land and the overdue reparations debt remains unpaid. We will accept payment in fertile and land rich with minerals, precious metals, industry, commerce, and currency. As genocide crimes continue, people's tribunals must be set up to prosecute and to execute. The Jews were given reparations. The Japanese were given reparations. The black, the brown, and the black, the red, and the brown nations must be given reparations. The American white man owes us reparations. England, France, Spain, and all of Europe owes us reparations. Africa owes us reparations and repatriation. The Arabs owe us reparations. The Jews owe us reparations. Anybody you can possibly think of owes the black man reparations. All have taken part in the African Holocaust and the slaughter of the 600 million of our people over the past 6,000 years in general and 400 years in particular. We know that this is a reasonable and just demand at this time that we make in history. So we're just right on point. So we're dealing with what reality says to us right in our faces right now at this very minute. Right now at this very moment, we have to survive. Self-survival is mandatory. If you are not ready to survive or think you're fit to survive, then do us a favor and remove yourself. I love you more than you hate yourself and me. This is the King Samir Black Survival Show on Black Power Radio. Tune in Monday night, 8 p.m.
tune in Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, for Black Power Radio, the only station that's going to give you the raw, uncut teachings so we can survive. Huh? No compromise, no compromise, no compromise. Israel Etu, one settler, one bullet, teach a woman, teach a nation. We're out of here. Black power.
Once you change your philosophy, you change your thought pattern. Once you change your thought pattern, you change your attitude. Once you change your attitude, it changes your behavior pattern. And then you go on into some action. As long as you got a sit-down philosophy, you'll have a sit-down thought pattern. And as long as you think that old sit-down thought, you'll be in some kind of sit-down action. They'll have you sitting in everywhere. It's not so good to refer to what you're going to do as a sit-in. Then right there, it castrates you. Right there, it brings you down. What goes with it? What think of the image of someone sitting? An old woman can sit. An old man can sit. A chump can sit. A coward can sit. Anything can sit. Well, you and I have been sitting long enough, and it's time today for us to start doing some standing and some fighting to back that up. When we look at other parts of this earth upon which we live, we find that black, brown, red, and yellow people in Africa and Asia are getting their independence. They're not getting it by singing, "We Shall Overcome." No, they're getting it through nationalism. It is nationalism that brought about the independence of the people in Asia. Every nation in Asia gained its independence through the philosophy of nationalism. Every nation on the African continent that has gotten its independence brought it about through the philosophy of nationalism. And it will take black nationalism that to bring about the freedom of 22 million Afro-Americans here in this country where we have suffered colonialism for the past 400 years. America is just as much a colonial power as England ever was. America is just as much a colonial power as France ever was. In fact, America is more so a colonial power than they, because she's a hypocritical colonial power behind it. What is 20th? What do you call second-class citizenship? Why, that's colonization. Second-class citizenship is nothing but 20th century slavery. How are you going to tell me you're a second-class citizen? They don't have second-class citizenship in any other government on this earth. They just have slaves and people who are free. Well, this country is a hypocrite. They try and make you think they set you free by calling you a second-class citizen. No, you're nothing but a 20th century slave. Just as it took nationalism to remove colonialism from Asia and Africa, it'll take black nationalism today to remove colonialism from the backs and the minds of 22 million Afro-Americans here in this country. Looks like it might be the year of the ballot or the bullet. Why does it look like it might be the year?